Well, thank you, Mr. Leader. You know, 50 years ago, when Roe was first decided, I remember thinking about my friend who needed an abortion before that decision was made, and she could not get a safe one. And I remember hoping that stories like hers would be a thing of the past, and they should have been. On Sunday, we should have been commemorating 50 years of Roe. 50 years of women having the constitutional right to make their own health care decisions. Instead, it marked the first anniversary since Republicans overturned Roe, dragged us back half a century, struck down a constitutional right for the first time in our history, and passed ban after ban after deadly, dangerous abortion ban. It has now been exactly 7 months since the Supreme Court overturned Roe. And the months since have been really hard. They have been heartbreaking. And the healthcare crisis that followed has been horrific. In just a few months, Republicans have ripped abortion rights away from over 20 million women and overruled women's own decisions about their lives, their bodies, and their futures. But looking at this group gathered here today and looking at what happened in November, where voters backed abortion every single place it was on the ballot, I can't help but think, you know what? I did not get into politics because things were going great. Everyone who stood up and used their voice over the last many months didn't get into this fight because it was easy or comfortable. We got involved because there was too much at stake to stand on the sidelines. And the stakes have never been higher. Right now, in this country, our daughters and our granddaughters are growing up with fewer rights than I did. Right now, because of Republican bans, women are facing miscarriages and have been unable to get the care they need for days on end. They've been left bleeding, getting sicker and sicker, and pleading for help. All while doctors are being forced to compromise medical care, leave patients in pain, and even forego providing life-saving care because they fear far-right politicians will jail them for doing their jobs. And if that weren't enough, Republicans have investigated a doctor for providing care for a child who was raped, proposed funding to jail people for abortions, talked about using existing laws to prosecute women who get abortions, and made it harder for patients to get birth control and even the treatments that they need for really serious issues like cancer. And I'm infuriated that anyone could look at this nightmare, look at the healthcare crisis this has caused, look at the suffering women have been forced to go through and think, you know what we need? We need more abortion restrictions. Seriously? Yet that is one of the first things the Republican House voted on. One of Republicans' top priorities is forcing women to be pregnant, no matter their circumstance, no matter their wishes. And we know the end goal, a national abortion ban. It is no secret. Well, here's my message to Republicans. The fight for abortion rights didn't end 50 years ago when Roe was decided, and it did not end last year when Roe was overturned. We are not giving up, and we're not going anywhere. My Democratic colleagues in the Senate and I will not stop fighting until every woman in America once again has the right to control her own body and her own future. We are going to be a firewall against House Republicans who every attack on our rights. We will block the outrageous bills they send our way. We are going to keep putting forth common sense legislation to protect our most fundamental rights and to restore Roe once and for all. And we are here to say the American people are with us, and reproductive rights are on the agenda this Congress. Democrats are going to keep fighting for women, fighting for patients, and fighting for the right to abortion. And we are going to win. With that, I will turn it over to Debbie Stabenow.